Sì, mi sono levata le mani, sì. Ci papà Gigia! Ci sono dei Gigia! Gor prima nandi, hari hari bo. So the story of Lord Nishimadev protecting Prahlad Maharaj, it's all throughout the Bhagavatam, mentioned all throughout the Bhagavatam. But there's different places that different people offer their prayers to Lord Nishimadev. And one of those places is in the 10th canto, chapter 87, when in the prayers by personified Vedas, Srila Sridhar Swami, he offers his prayers. He offers a commentary to each verse, and he offers his prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev, which I'll chant some of those prayers after I say this prayer. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Agina Chimirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chaksu Umilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So here's some prayers by Srila Sridhar Swami, just to set the mood. This is in his the introduction to the he's about to start his commentary on the prayers by the personified Vedas, and he says, Vagisha Yasya Vadane Lakshmir Yasya Chavakshasi Yasya Chayudaye Samvit Tam Nishringam Aham Bhaje. I worship Lord Nishringadev. Within his mouth reside the great masters of eloquence, upon whose chest resides the goddess of fortune, and within whose heart resides the divine potency of consciousness. And all of his prayers are dedicated to Lord Nrsimhadev, but there's a couple of them that I want to just point out. Charanam smaranam premna tava deva sudulabham yatha kancha kanchit nihare mama bhuya aharnisham. O Lord, loving remembrance of your lotus feet is very rarely achieved. Please, O Nrihari, somehow arrange for me to have that remembrance day and night. So, there's a lot you could say about that, but I'm just going to say a few things right here. Some of you have such a great opportunity to start at such a young age remembering Krishna. It's such a rare, wonderful opportunity. Please, 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 please take advantage of it. You're so nicely situated. Please take advantage of it. It's very rare. And then he also says, 29. Tad ikshanavasakshoba maya bohita karma bi jatam samsarata kinam nihari pahina pita. O Father, O Lord, appearing as half man, half lion, please save those who have been born in the endless cycle of birth and death. These souls are distressed by their karmic entanglement, which Maya awakened when your glance excited her to activity. And there's many more, but there's one that's really, has really struck me. And here's it is. Nityanti tava vikshanam yugata kalasvava vadibir bhavan sattva rajas tamo gunamayam unmilitanti bahum mam akramya pada shirasya tibaram samartayantyatum mayate sharanam gatosmi mriharitram evatram varaya. The glance you cast on your consort comprises time, the material propensities of the living entities, and so on. This glance dances upon her face, thus awakening the multitude of created entities who take birth in the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance. And here's the special part. O Lord Nrihari, your Maya has put her foot on my head and is pressing down extremely hard, causing me great distress. Now, I've come to you for shelter. Please make her desist. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Please make her desist. That Maya, that energy. And this is one of the prayers of Prahlad. Oops, I'm skipping ahead to the end of the class. Ha ha ha. This is one of the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Narsinghadev, glorifying that energy, that supreme energy of the Lord, that illusory potency. I chose a verse that to chant together in unison, because this is one of the Shruti Phalas. The Shruti Phalas, the fruits of hearing from this sacred scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. We get a fruit from hearing the activities of Lord Narsinghadev. So this is text 47, chapter 10. And because of our time constraint, do you think we can chant this together? Yeah, okay, good. All right, let's start. I practice the tune. Ekada Adi Purusha Shamrigandha. Thanks. Start. Oh, there's my helper. Okay. Hold on. Now we're gonna start together with the right tune. Thank you, Prabhu, my coach. I'm indebted. Ekadyad Adi Purusha Shamrigandha Leelam. Dai Kendra Yuta Kavada Prayata Pateta Dai Kyad Majasya Sasatam Paravasya Punyam Shrutvanu Bhavam Akuto Vayam Eti Lokam. And the translation by Srila Prabhupada is, Prahlad Maharaj was the best among exalted devotees. Anyone who, with great attention, did you get that, class? Anyone who with great attention hears this narration concerning the activities of Prahlad Maharaj, the killing of Hiranyakashipu, and the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nisrimhadeva, surely reaches the spiritual world where there is no anxiety. Yeah. End of class. No, sorry. So there, this is the Shruti Phal. Surely reaches the spiritual world just by hearing with attention. So that reminded me of verses that we've been studying in Bhaktivedanta Academy in the 7th and 8th grade. Oh, there they are, Hare Krishna. From Nectar of Instruction. And that one verse, text 3, should be ready to come up. I told him that. Text 3, which begins with Ut. Remember? Are we ready for that? Can we chant it together out loud? Should we go? You got it? Okay. Ut sahan nishaya dayat tat tat karma pravartanat jatlab sutavite Shadbir Bhakti Pranashiti. Sorry. Let's do it one more time. Hari Bol. Utsaham Nishaya Dayat Tat Tat Karma Pravartanat Sangatyaga Sato Vritte Shadbir Bhakti Pranashiti. So my plan was is to entice the students to remember this verse during the class, and see, pick out all the qualities that Prahlad Maharaj exhibited, because he exhibited all of these activities. The translation is, there are 6 principles, we could say together, favorable principles for the execution of the pure devotional service. Being enthusiastic, endeavoring with confidence, being patient, acting according to the regulative principles such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, chanting and association of non-devotees, and following in the footsteps of previous acharyas. And then what did he say?
These six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service. So a very similar statement there. Following these six principles of devotional service ensure the complete success of devotional service. So my hope was that the students, as they were listening to class for the next 5 minutes before they leave, would be able to pick out some of these qualities that Prahlad Maharaj exhibited and see how the how we can practically apply things that we study into our daily life. We can't have a disconnect between what we hear from the scriptures and what we do. We need to connect it together. And Prahlad Maharaj, being the very expert devotee that he was, connected everything that he heard. So the story of Prahlad Maharaj, when Sukadeva Goswami begins his narration, he begins, Ekada, once upon a time. So once upon a time, when there was a question, Maharaj Yudhisthira and in the assembly, when Shishupal got his head cut off, quite untimely, but actually it was perfect timing, got his head cut off, and he was in his spirit soul merged into the body of Krishna, Maharaj Yudhisthira was caught by surprise. He wanted to know, how has it happened that he did that happened to this sinful personality? How is it that he got that? So the discussion went on when Narada Muni was explained to Maharaj Yudhisthira that the Lord is impartial. He's impartial. He doesn't favor any one particular person over another. He's impartial. Whoever surrenders to him, he rewards accordingly. Whoever doesn't surrender to him, he reciprocates with them according to their desires also. He's impartial. But it's very important to understand that whatever he does is all good for everyone. Sometimes people with a poor fund of knowledge, they might see, why is this happening? Why is that happening? How can there be a God in control if so many bad things are happening? But actually, because the Lord is reciprocating with the living entities who are very dear to him, every living entity is very dear to him, then he reciprocates according to their desire. And in special cases, as their desire, as their love for him is so strong, he reciprocates in an especially powerful way. So the story of Jai and Vijay is quite familiar to all of you. And so when Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu took birth from the womb of Diti, by way of the semen of Kasyapa, when Hiranyakashipu learned of the death of his brother, Hiranyaksha, he was greatly afflicted by remorse. What does remorse mean? Sad. He was really sad. He was sad and angry. And so he made a vow that he wanted to kill Lord Vishnu. So in order to do that, he went to perform austerities. Do you know where he went to perform his austerities? This is for the class students. Do you know where he went? Went to the Mandacharya Hill, and he performed austerities, but I bet you remember how he performed his austerities, right? Standing up with his hands raised and his head up, and for years and hundreds of celestial years. Now, anybody who has been in Florida for 2 months has met our most formidable Floridian as in the form of a fire ant. Maybe even you have met them already, even in your short visit here. I'm sorry you've met them, but there's many of them. So these fire ants, as they bite and chew on you, it's nothing that, even one or two, it's hard to tolerate. What to speak of the amount of ants and worms that would eat your body to mere bones. Mere, all your flesh, all your guts, everything, just a skeleton. So that's how determined this microphone should be. No, that's how determined we need to be also. There's so many lessons we can learn in the story of Prahlad Maharaj. Some from the demons and some from the devotees. But this is one lesson, the determination. The determination, and it's a question of perspective. So here Hiranyakashipu, his perspective was to try to conquer the universe. And with that, he engaged with such determination to conquer everything, all obstacles, even the obstacle of not having a body. He was determined. He kept his determination. He kept his spirit soul somehow or other, even with Brahma. How could you keep your body alive without even drinking water for 100 celestial years? But he could do it because of his determination. Conversely, if we take that determination or aspire for a little bit of determination, a little bit in determination in devotional service, how much progress can we make? It can be unlimited. There's a prayer in Padyavali. Srila Rupa Goswami includes it in the Padyavali. It doesn't give the author's name. And the Sanskrit, of course, is escaping me right now, as many Sanskrit verses often do. But the translation is that I will become a servant of the son of Devaki. I will become a servant of the son of Devaki. Because of my past karma, the path may be rough or smooth. But what is that to me? I will become a servant of the son of Devaki. So that, just a little speck of that determination will lead us so far along the path of devotion. And that's so important. So, Hiranyakashipu, exhibiting his determination, had a fire actually. When Lord Brahma came to stop him from his austerities, he couldn't find him at first. He couldn't really find him until he saw, oh, there's this huge glowing fire coming from this big, huge anthill. That must be him. He was astonished. So Lord Brahma spoke to him. He begged for his boons. Do you remember some of the boons that Hiranyakashipu begged Lord Brahma for? Radish?
She cannot be killed by any weapons.
Not killed by any weapons, Gauranga?
Not
killed either day or night. Vana? One more time? Man or beast? Did you have another one? That was the same one. She stole yours. Sarvamangala?
Not inside or outside.
Some others? Radhe?
Not in land or
in the sea. Like if somebody asked you for a benediction like that, it wouldn't be an easy thing to do. But Lord Brahma, because he's the supreme personality in this universe, he said, these are very difficult benedictions to get, but I'll grant them to you because I'm amazed that you did that austerity so much. Yes? Thank you for pointing that out. That's why it's always good to have, that's why it's an interactive class. He did ask for immortality right off the bat, and Lord Brahma said, before he even asked for it, I can't give you that because I don't have it. Now, you would think that he might get the hint that it wouldn't be possible, but because he was covered by Krishna, but anyway, by covered by his determination, he didn't matter. He figured, I'll go around that. Thanks. Important details are very important. Thank you. So, when Lord Brahma sprinkled him with the water from his kamandalu, he got a body that couldn't even be hurt by thunderbolts. Yeah. So it was a very strong, powerful body. And he immediately engaged in his, to execute his plan to, terrorize the universe, you could say. Which does say that in the Bhagavatam. Lord Hiranyakashipu terrorizes the universe. And what he did was he harassed all the saintly people and chopped down the trees, the fruit trees. Well, he didn't, but he had his emissaries do that. Chopped down the fruit trees and harassed, burned the ashram of the sages. They were harassed endlessly, and he conquered all the world. And he conquered the heavenly kingdom. And he conquered the lower regions. And he was the supreme ruler. But unfortunately, he wasn't happy. Because, as Prahlad pointed out to him later on, he says, If you can't control your senses, you'll never be happy. They'll always be harassing you. So strive to control your senses. Anyway, so he had his four sons. He sent them to school. They were very nice boys, but among them, Prahlad was the best. He sent them to the school of his spiritual master, and they were taught by his teachers, who were Sundanamarka. And they taught him so nicely how to make economic development, how to act quote-unquote religiously, how to economic engagement, so many things. And Prahlad was like, okay, don't take offense, but Prahlad was like sometimes some of the students in the classes when they're totally bored. And you can kind of see it in their eyes that they're really not interested in what you have to say, but they're there because they have to be there. Oh, sorry. Not you, but others. Anyway, so Prahlad, he wasn't interested, although he paid attention anyway. He wasn't interested in that. And he, and after some time, the teachers thought, well, he's sufficiently educated. They had like, you know, like a teacher-parent day or a show-and-tell day. What did you learn in school? So instead of in the school, they brought Prahlad to his father, and his father asked him a question. He was so happy to see his son. He asked him a very simple question. He didn't ask him, you know, what the square root of pi is or he didn't ask him anything really complicated to name all the different capitals of the United States of America in 5 seconds. He didn't ask him anything complicated. He said, what's the best thing? You tell me. What's the best thing you've learned? And Prahlad Maharaj, exhibiting what? Confidence? Oh, you're the ones who are supposed to tell me that, right? He was confident. He was confident of Krishna's protection. And he was fearless. And he wasn't going to change the thing, thinking, now I'm in front of this Asura Varya. He didn't even say, my dear dad. He said, Asura Varya, the best of the suras. The best thing that I've learned in school is Shravanam Kirtana Vishnu. Okay, now we have to say it a little louder. Okay, you ready? You got it all there? Ready? Okay. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. Everyone. He said, the best thing I've learned is to hear and chant about Krishna. Now, that did not please Hiranyakashipu very much to hear that, because he considered Lord Vishnu to be his enemy. And then he considered that Prahlad was siding with his enemies. How could he do that? He's a 5-year-old boy. He's siding with the killer of his uncle. And, after that, he got very upset, and he said, well, actually, the first time, he actually came before his father twice. And for the first time, when he spoke about how the importance of devotional service and how one should go to the forest and dedicate their life to hearing and chanting about Krishna, Hiranyakashipu's reaction was, he was so surprised that he kind of laughed. Ha, 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 ha. Such is the intelligence of somebody who's been spoiled by the enemy. And he said to Sundanamarka, take this boy to the school and teach him properly. Don't let him be contaminated by Vaishnavas who might come there in disguise. No. So he thought, this is just a phase he's going through and he'll get over it. So they took him to the school, and his teachers said to him, don't tell lies, my dear Prahlad. Tell us, where have you learned this? How have you learned to side with your enemies? And Prahlad said, wow, previously I've just heard about thinking of friends and enemies, and now I'm actually seeing it. You think that he's your enemy, but actually there's no friends and enemies. And if you would see everyone equal, if you would learn to see everyone as part and parcel of Krishna, you would see that there's no enemies. But now I'm getting to see it. And then he said, actually, my attraction to Krishna has come just like a magnet. Just like a magnet's attraction to iron. It's automatically attracted. It's been aroused automatically. How? Because I've heard. He didn't say all that, but that's how it got attracted. So this is how we can develop our attraction for the Lord also, by continual hearing. The more we hear about the glories of the Lord, the more our attraction and faith will grow, and one will be rewarded with bhakti by that. That's given. Bhakti's given to us. Okay, so Sandina Marka continued to teach Prahlad, and then they brought him again the second time. But when Prahlad again talked about hearing and chanting about Vishnu and the path of devotion, then Hiranyakashipu realized, I'm dealing with something really serious. This is not a phase that he's going through. And in fact, since I can't control him, because I've threatened him many times, I can't control him. His determination was to kill him. Now, at this particular point, we'd like to make a little continual encouragement for the Child Protection Committee. Sorry, but it's just a little plug in appreciation for their hard work and tireless work, and unfortunately, oftentimes, a thankless task. It's a thankless task, so the great austerities that you've performed to do it are greatly appreciated by saintly personalities, many of you here, saintly personalities, and would also just encourage that when and if we are put into a difficult circumstances, we need to pray to the Lord. Thank you very kindly. So during the day, you have to think of how Prahlad Maharaj exhibited those Utsaha Nishtayat Daryat, okay? And we'll talk about it in our class when we get back. Okay. So if we're ever harassed, we need to offer our prayers, our sincere prayers to the Lord for His protection. He will give us protection, and then follow the procedures that are given by our teachers and our child protection team of speaking to an adult who finally will listen to you, and et cetera, et cetera. So Srila Prabhupada, he said, these are Vaikuntha children. They're Vaikuntha children. They're sent to us. They're given. They're special. And not only are these children Vaikuntha children, but everyone's special, and no one should be harassed or intimidated in any way. And there's always a vehicle or means of protection. Hare Krishna. So Hiranyakashipu decided to kill Prahlad, but he didn't want to do it directly. So he thought up so many different plans, throwing him under the feet of elephants. Now, if he had many elephants in a group, it would be hard to imagine that someone would come out unscathed by meeting a bunch of elephants, but Prahlad did. And when he was thrown into the pit of snakes, the poisonous snakes, he also came out unscathed. And he was thrown off of mountains, and he was thrown in the water, and he was put in boiling oil. So many horrendous ways he was tortured by the Lord. Tortured by Hiranyakashipu. Excuse me. But saved by the Lord, protected by the Lord in amazing ways. And we should not think, oh, that's Prahlad. That's Prahlad. That's different. That's a special story. But I'm sure if we would have time, and people would share some experience, some personal experience of their being protected, or someone they know being protected by Lord Nrisimhadev, I'm sure it would be a great faith-building experience. So why don't we think of some of those things, and we'll talk about them in a minute or two. Because when Lord Chaitanya appeared, at one time when he was doing his Mahaprakash, and he was manifesting himself for one of the first times as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he called the devotees forward to him, and he said, one in particular, Mukunda, Mukunda, do you remember the time when the Muslims attacked your village, and you were fleeing in the night with your family? And Mukunda said, yes, my lord. And we came to the bank of the river, and there was no one, because it was nighttime, there was no one to take us across.
And Lord Chaitanya said, yes, and you were afraid that they would attack your family right in front of you, and you wanted to die instead of seeing that happen. And Mukunda said, yes, but then, my Lord, you were so kind, you sent a boatman that helped us and ferried us across the river. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, you only know that much? Lord Chaitanya said, I was that boatman. I was that boatman, and I ferried you across. And so when His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj was telling these stories and other stories during a class, he said, sometimes we think that the Lord only appears at those times. But how do we know? The Lord has come in so many forms. He's unlimited. He's unlimited potency. He comes in so many ways. He can come as that, just, oh, Krishna. Krishna just reminded me of a story of Jagadatri's son, Raghunath, who was attacked years back. It was years back now. He was attacked by someone in their own house. And as he was attacked, all of a sudden, somebody jumped over the fence of their house, roaring, and saved him from the attack of that person. So we could say, oh, that was by chance. It was circumstance. It was a lucky break. He got a lucky break. But who's to say that wasn't directly the Lord or a person directly inspired by the Lord to save him? So there's many, many stories. So we need to build our faith and trust and love for the Lord. And you'll hear, is anyone willing to share an Ashrini Dev story at this particular point? Oh, good. Dhamaraj, please. Thank you. Because we want to emphasize the protection of the Lord is real. It's not just for the people in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, Prabhu.
When I first came to the United States in 96, we were living in Miami, and everyone who knows the Miami Temple, the main entrance is like a big door. And one Sunday feast, about 6:30 or so, Radhakam and I, we found a little locket. It's like what you hang around your neck, a little pendant. It's a glass something with a little Narasimha Dev in there. So we tried to inquire to whom it belonged, and we couldn't find the owners, so as the usual thing, we became the owners. So anyway, this little locket, I broke the glass, and this Narasimha Dev in there, we found out later that he was made of gold. Very small, maybe like half the size of the Narasimha Dev you have on the altar. Mm-hmm. Small. Mm-hmm. And since then, I always have him in my car from then to now, wherever I go. And on a few occasions, I happen to, you know, normal Hare Krishna devotee, get up early, so why is he going to work? You sleep away sometimes. And in a few occasions, I fell asleep driving on a highway. Mm-hmm. And realized like about 4 to 5 seconds or so had passed.
Wow.
And
I think he said 4 or 5, but I don't think, but anyway.
And on one such occasion, well, I didn't quite slip away then, but there was kind of a squeezed in by two of these semi trucks, and somehow or the other, I don't know, I just lost control. I just didn't know what happened, but my car, my little car, between these trucks, just diverted out of my control, out of harm's way, and came back in. And the only thing I thought, so I was looking at Narasimha Dev, and that thought came, well, he's the one who protected, somehow or the other.
Totally, somehow or the other.
Yeah, somehow or the other.
Thank you.
Yeah. I also want to mention one thing else. You're talking about the mystic power of Hiranyakashipu. Like how he was performing austerities for 100 celestial years. I was also thinking of Prahlad Maharaj, that he's also such a great mystic, because before his father left for 100 celestial years, he was in the womb of his mother. And after 100 celestial years, Prahlad was still 5 years old when all his pastimes took place. So there must be some kind of mysticism right there. Maybe you can explain.
Oh, mysticism means it can't be explained.
Oh.
Okay? Yeah,
a devotee is beyond mysticism, so yes, we can.
Hare Krishna. If you remember, when the demigods, when Hiranyakashipu went to perform austerities, at that particular time, the demigods came and attacked the kingdom of, you know, the capital city, the palace of Hiranyakashipu, which was Indra's palace anyway, and they plundered the palace, and as they were leading Kayadu away, Narada Muni, who happened to come there by chance, he said to Indra, "Why this woman is the wife of another? Why are you harassing her in this way?" And Indra Dev explained, "Within the womb of this woman is the seed of Hiranyakashipu, and we're going to wait for him to be born, and then we're going to kill him." Which even okay, I'm going to make a comment. Okay, but Narada Muni then informed Indra and all the other demigods, within the womb of this woman is a great devotee. And even if you tried, you'd never be able to kill him. You wouldn't be able to kill him because he's protected by the Lord. So don't even do that. Let her come to my ashram and she'll be safe there. So she was led by Narada to his ashram, and that's where Prahlad heard the teachings of Narada, the teachings of Bhagavad Dharma, because Narada Muni was speaking to the queen, the process of devotional service, but her meditation, the queen's meditation was, I don't want to give birth just now till my husband comes back from his austerity. So she exhibited a mystic potency, we could say, at least mystic to many of us, right? And held the child within her womb all that time. And he wasn't born till after Hiranyakashipu came back from his austerities. So that's how Prahlad could be just 5 years old.